Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should.
The Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues. Dean Richards is sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. We go live to Channel 9.
And that is my favorite healthcare center, by the way.
I know. You've always said that. It's not like that's new. You've been very consistent on
that. I have
that.
A tattoo on my buttocks that says that.
It's well, nice. That we're going to have to verify at some point, and we have got our top people working on that now.
Anytime you want to see, let me know.
Well, it's just another day in the newsroom. So, we have the monitor for Channel 9 on all morning.
Yes.
It's apparently a slow news day because every time I look up, I'm seeing the same three clips that you're... Is anyone in the control room this morning? It looks like you guys are running the same three clips
what
all morning.
Mean? Like what?
Well, there's an accident with a truck. There's the dance video.
That's
and then
every
there's
day.
Bobby Lee, the comedian.
Bobby Lee, the comedian, was just here.
What kind of a freak show is he?
He's an interesting character.
Something really wrong with him.
He's an interesting character.
I think Homeland Security should shoot him with a tranquilizer dart.
Apparently, he just got off the plane and was in sweats.
Oh.
It's like in sweats. His hair. I wish I had hair like he did. It literally just like he woke up.
Have you noticed that because you and I are both the more in the balding area?
I just say my hair is thinning.
Uh huh. Very thin. Have you noticed your hair's anorexic? Have you noticed that you can't come? I mean, I can't speak for you. Every time I make a comment about Trump's hair or hair in general, people go, "You're just jealous."
Yep, all the time.
And I have to go, "Well, yeah, of course I am."
I'm sure I have four or five hate mails just what I've said about Bobby Lee's hair, and I said he had nice hair.
Yeah.
But anytime that any of us baldies say anything about any hair at all. That comes in like...
How old were you when you started losing your hair?
I was in my 20s.
I was early 20s.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. My grandfather, yeah. I've seen pictures of my grandfather who died very young, but I've seen pictures of him in his 20s, and his hair was very thin. So they say that you get the hair comes from your mother's side.
Yeah.
So this was my mother's father, so, you know. And my mother is a beautiful bald woman also.
Your mom is not. She's a cutie.
Oh, shit. You kidding me? A Greek woman? She's
Poor
got
thing.
Enough hair. To...
Yeah, that's true. Everywhere.
I'm sure she wishes that she didn't have hair in certain...
Could be the yogurt. That's probably the problem. We'll come back, and Dean will give us his review, I should say, of Race. That's the Jesse Owens movie that's out this weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason Sudeikis stiffed us for an interview this week.
Really?
Yeah, was he on with you?
We did not. No, he was supposed to come to town and then did not come to town.
Hmm.
Was that it? That he
Likely
was supposed
excuse.
To be on and then didn't? Or just he just at the last minute
decided? Family emergency, whatever.
I think these comedians need to get their priorities straight. Family emergencies are appearing on Steve Cochran's show?
Yeah.
Get it. Come on.
When are you going to start choosing
Figure
your career?
Figure out what's really important in life.
So I showed him. I slept with his wife.
Wow.
Does
she know that? Or?
You cancel an interview on this show, there is a price to be paid.
Wow. You're going to sleep with anyone's wife. That would be a good one to choose. Olivia Wilde is pretty attractive.
The Witch, a horror movie. You'll talk about that as well.
Yeah. Stephen King said that this movie scared the hell out of him.
Mm. And then a movie I can't pronounce about a movie I don't intend to see. You'll talk about that one as well.
Risen? Can't pronounce?
Is that what it is?
Risen.
Oh, I see. There's a need to be a space there.
Oh, did I not?
It looks like Risen Prey. It's actually Risen pre-Easter movie.
Look, if you can't read my typing, I may have been drunk.
I thought it was a new Easter movie, Risen Prey. It's actually Risen pre-Easter movie.
Pre-Easter movie. I may have been a little drunk when I sent you that email.
Warm with Dean in a second, 8:16.
I took a red eye. I can't help it.
I got your red eyes.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor, Channel 9.
All right, back to Dean at Channel 9. And on a slow news day like this, what do you guys do like during the commercial breaks?
You know, the fight.
Who's the biggest instigator of the fights?
We usually do. I'm going to say Paul. Paul Conrad.
Probably.
Yeah. He just, out of nowhere, cold-cocked Robin Baumgarten.
Thank goodness
we have a good makeup person. You can't see the bruises.
I have got to believe Robin hit him first.
No. We're just sitting there. And, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, and he says, hey, happy Friday this.
I wish I were surprised. Oh, the things that go on. Yeah. All right, so Race, the Jesse Owens movie. This is a serious take, and how could it not be, on the Berlin Olympic Games.
It would be kind of weird to do a comedy or a musical about this.
Well, you remember Hogan's Heroes.
That's very true. And MASH. You know, you can take a tragedy and turn it into comedy, I suppose. But this is really not even the entire Jesse Owens story, which a part of me wishes that it was, because much of Jesse Owens' life was right here in Chicago after his competitive years. He got into advertising. He got into a lot of business things. Here in Chicago, and lived here in Chicago for probably the best part of his life, better part of his life, and in fact is buried in Chicago at the Oak West Cemetery, I believe it is, on the 67th Street. But so Chicago is part of his life. You don't really see that in the movie. It's really about a three-year period in his life in the 1930s when he was getting into a college in Ohio, which was no small feat for an African-American man in the 1930s, was exceptionally gifted in track and field, and went on to compete in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany, that one Adolf Hitler was staging as a showcase for Aryan supremacy. He fully expected that it would be his German athletes that would dominate all of the games, to show the supremacy that he felt the Aryan nation had.
Yeah, legitimize his lunacy. That was his whole hope.
That was the whole hope of the whole thing, and this way before World War II even started. Along comes Jesse Owens and wins four gold medals, humiliating Hitler on his home turf. So, I mean, this movie, very much like the Jackie Robinson movie that came out a couple of years ago, is inspiring to watch, amazing to watch, but also at times very, very difficult to watch. Not only being a black man going to Berlin in 1936 and dealing with the overt racism that was going on there. I mean, Hitler did not want any black or Jewish people competing in the games, period. So there was a lot of drama that went on with that, but also what Jesse Owens faced right here in America in the 1930s and the kind of racism. There's a scene in the movie. It's not a spoiler in any way. It's just a scene in the movie that kind of illustrates what he went through. There, after all of his Olympic achievements, there was a big dinner honoring him at a fancy hotel, and Jesse Owens was not allowed to go in the front door of the hotel. He was the one being honored at that hotel.
And he had to go through the back door.
And he had to go through the kitchen because African Americans were not allowed to go through the front door.
Just ridiculous.
You know, as in then. So there's a young actor named Stephon James who plays Jesse Owens.
I heard he's pretty good.
He's really good in this movie. I'm going to talk to him on our Sunday show this coming Sunday morning on the radio.
And Jason Sudeikis in a serious role, that's a leap for casting to see him to be able to do this.
Right? Somebody had some brilliant foresight. We know him from SNL and from all of his silly roles that he takes. But Jason Sudeikis is the real deal. He did a really good job in his first dramatic role in this film. So,
well, what did you think overall?
I liked it overall. I gave it a B+.
Well, that's pretty good.
You know, it's at times a little bit of formula, but I like movies like this. I like these true stories. I love. We sent a group of young people from Inglewood to go see this movie and got their thoughts and reviews because I was really curious how young people would, you know, react of learning all about all of this, something that's so foreign to them, Jesse Owens. And, you know, something from 1936, and they were completely blown away by the whole thing. So I just think it's a great opportunity for learning, not only about Jesse Owens, But anybody can look at this movie and learn something about facing obstacle, facing things that you think you can't do. So I really like the movie.
The movie that scared the crap out of Stephen King is called what?
It's called The Witch. It is. It sounds like when you describe the premise of the movie, it sounds like any horror movie USA. A family is. This is 1600s New England. Family is banished from their colony because they have religious differences with the fathers of this colony.
That actually happened to me in Naperville.
That's why you moved out to East Chicago, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, to East
St. Louis.
East St. Louis. I was banished from my colony.
Yeah, you banished, and that's why Steve got the double wide in East St. Louis,
yep,
if I remember the history correct.
I don't make stuff up.
So they were banished. They moved to a desolate house in the middle of the woods. What could possibly go wrong there?
Do they not see movies in 17th century times? How do you not know that moving to an abandoned house in the woods is going to lead to trouble?
An abandoned, creaky, old house in the woods. Sounds about as formula as it can possibly be. But somehow this director, it's a more refined, almost indie film kind of directing style that draws you into this story that is profoundly... Really, it's more disturbing than it is like jolts of scariness or gore, things like that. The way I described it was like this movie just felt like it got under your skin and just really creeped you out with everything that's going on with it.
Well, how can it be an enjoyable experience as a movie?
Some people like that. Some people just want to go get a good scare on
it.
So if you do, this is really one of the better horror films that I've seen. Not particularly a fan of the genre, but this one is different for sure. And I gave this one a B+ also.
That's good, because the last horror movie Andrea that Dean reviewed, he gave it a Dean's List Eek. EEK.
It's worse than that.
And what about Risen Prey?
Risen is... If you're reading my type, anyone else has my typo laden.
You have the notes for this segment, and you read it wrong.
The film is actually called Risen, and it is one of the most familiar stories of all time. It's a story of the resurrection of Christ, but told from
Gilbert Gottfried playing Jesus.
Not a comedy, not a musical.
Okay.
Fairly straightforward telling from the perspective, though, of a Roman soldier who is assigned to investigate what happened to the remains of Jesus after the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow along with this this Roman soldier trying to figure out what happened, what happened to the body. Along the way, there's the apostles, there's all the familiar biblical characters. It's done in a different way. I didn't think I was going to like this movie as much as I wound up doing it. And I think it's in the direction of the film that they just keep it fresh. The cinematography is interesting and engaging. Joseph Fiennes, who apparently is going to play Michael Jackson in an upcoming movie, stars as the Roman who is in search of the remains of Jesus. He does a good job in the movie. I enjoyed this one, too, and I gave it a B.
That's your collection of Dean movie reviews. Are you on the radio Sunday?
I am on the radio Sunday, talking to Stefan James from The Race Movie. I just wanted to mention one other thing that I just learned on Facebook this morning, but it's worth mentioning because he was such a longtime member of the WGN family. You remember the engineer Milt Owens, worked at WGN for 30 years, was Bob Collins' engineer, worked with all the greats, with Wally Phillips and everyone else, passed away overnight. I don't have cause of death. I know that he had been
health issues for years.
Ill for a very long time.
Yeah.
And just wanted to say rest in peace to our old friend Milt Owens, a very beloved member of the WGN family.
Without a doubt. And then the Sunday show you mentioned.
I'd like to end this segment on an up note.
Well, I have one for you. You know, in the world of Twitter, that tweets never die. They just go into a file until we need them.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump.
What?
The real Donald Trump, December 25th, 2013. I'm going to read it verbatim. The new Pope, Francis, is a humble man, very much like me, which probably explains why I like him so much.
What a difference a few years make.
Humble like Trump.
That's the funny part of the tweet.
That's tremendous. Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
8:31. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN. And coming up, Ryan Burrow live from South Carolina. Stand by for that on 720 WGN.